Date, December 24, 2015, 9:05 p.m. Subject, FWD human without a tongue in local HIV community Oakland Cal USA. Homosexual Civagery 2005-2, forwarded message, from, Real Up Human, net date, Sun, May 28, 2006 at 9:39 a.m. Subject, FWD human without a tongue in local HIV community Oakland Cal USA. Homosexual Civagery 2005-2, San Francisco at ic.fbi.gov. Dear FBI, I contacted you a few weeks ago regarding the situation that I'm in. I have made several attempts to resolve this matter personally, and truly I am running in courage fear factors over all of this. I've been in contact with my father, Mr. George Driscoll, in San Bernardino, California. And actually he has been very instrumental in guidance with me to define several of these things up until this day. And I have local area witness who basically can confirm from his own experiences about collision among the local HIV/AIDS agencies, and even to the events that happened in court may all be interlocked system of oppression that has been taking advantage of the HIV residents, many of the HIV support services in this area for the direct monetary advantage, in essence an inventory of cattle. My due process rights have been violated. In court on Friday, May 19, with inadequate representation from the Eviction Defense Center, Oakland, I was given only a 20 to 30 minute conversation with them the first time I stepped into their office. This was a referral from Sarah Paul Malin of the AIDS Legal Referral Panel in San Francisco. She had been given several facts in this case that I wanted to step forward, but there was no address of these facts. And as you can tell, email is a very important tool of information and communication that I have to be able to use in my case. To the fact that Eviction Defense Center represent that they have no email address period. The EDC wanted to negotiate move-out terms. But my case brought forward is from a stand of legal necessity and out of legal duress. The life and death jeopardy in this case is an entire class of human residents that have ties to this local HIV community, Oakland Cal USA. Anyway, I did not accept this incompetent situation and was scheduled into court trial as a self-defendant in my case in the lobby of the court trial on Friday, May 19. Our case never was heard and the case went into standby, where I was given the following instructions from the court calendar clerk. We will call you up in the PM for court in the AM or AM for the court in the PM. If you do not hear anything next week by Friday, call the court. I took this as instructions to call the court on Friday. I never received any call from the court, so at approximately 2:30 PM. I called the court. She told me my case was defaulted. She then reverses the story that she told me I had to appear. During this pause, I made basically my PRE trial discovery notification of my defense to Mr. Alan Horwitz using a newly assigned Yahoo Mail account, which is why I contacted you the first time. All of this email has been forwarded up to this, my, Gmail account. And as I told you, I am running in courage fear factors over my own personal safety. I am not running in a story of deception. I am a former California notary.